From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman that Jen Metzger will be the Democrat candidate for Ulster County Executive in the upcoming special election in November. Metzger, a former state senator, received 64.4% of the weighted vote at the Democratic Committee Convention on September 17. Ulster County Comptroller Mark Gallagher received 29.7% of the vote, while Deputy County Executive Mark Ryder came in third with 6%. Metzger was nominated by Sheriff Juan Figueroa, who called her, and I quote, a true leader, end quote, with talent for, and I quote, bringing people together and working with others, end quote. Metzger served on the Rosedale Town Board before she was elected to the State Senate in 2018. In 2020, she was defeated by Republican Michael Martucci. She was appointed in 2022 to the Ulster County Land Bank and to the state's Cannabis Control Board. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Republican Town of Ulster Supervisor James Quigley will face off against Metzger in the race for county executive. Quigley said he was chosen by Republican and Conservative Party leaders in private sessions during the past week. He said the decision came after realizing that some of the county's largest problems should be addressed by someone who has a track record of working cooperatively with people who have significantly varied environmental, economic, and political views. Quigley has been town supervisor since 2010 after running unsuccessfully in 2008 for Ulster County Comptroller. He was a Coleman Catholic High School graduate who worked in New York City as a partner in a real estate investment firm and then returned to put that experience to work resolving Ulster Town debt problems. Quigley said the idea of having a county executive's position decided at polls without a Republican challenger was abhorrent. Quigley said, and I quote, "For too long, the office of county executive has been viewed as a birthright and used as a stepping stone for higher office. With the support of Ulster County voters, those days will end under my watch," end quote. The special election on November 8th is to fill the unexpired term of Pat Ryan, who was elected to the 19th Congressional District on August 23rd. Ryan resigned as county executive on September 9th. The special election for county executive is taking place on the same date as the general election. The winner will serve through the end of 2023. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, September 14th, approved a resolution in opposition to lowering the state's overtime threshold for farm laborers. The State Farm Laborers Wage Board has recommended to the State Department of Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon that the minimum be decreased from 60 to 40 hours per week 10 years from now. That would pay farm workers the same way that grocery workers and other employees are paid. Reardon has until October 21st to make a decision on the proposal. According to the resolution approved by the supervisors, farmers, and I quote, face a tremendous number of challenges outside of their control, including obtaining labor, climate change, land management policies, foreign market competition, and livestock and crop disease, end quote. The resolution argues that farmers will not be able to handle the increased cost they believe a lower overtime minimum would create. Board Minority Leader Trista Hodling of New Lebanon expressed reservations about the initial draft of the resolution and wanted to table it. She suggested holding a special meeting to hear from local farmers and farm workers. Chatham Town Supervisor Donald Collins supported Hodling's motion to table the resolution, saying the county should support the farm labor workforce. Hodling subsequently made a motion to amend the proposed resolution to state the board acknowledges the overtime changes to state the board acknowledges the overtime changes would harm farmers in Columbia County, and the board would, and I quote, commit to a process of hearing from all involved parties to come up with alternative solutions, end quote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said discussions with local farmers led to the introduction of the resolution. Murrell said, and I quote, "We had heard from the people in the agriculture business that felt it was going to hurt farms. We felt that we would do a resolution prior to the governor signing it to let her know how we feel," end quote. He said nothing about meeting with farm workers who are paid less than other employees in the state. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the State Department of Health and Centers for Disease Control have tested 2 weeks of sample wastewater from Kingston and New Plants, and the results were negative for poliovirus. The testing will now continue to be a regular part of wastewater surveillance in Kingston and New Plants. Acting Ulster County Executive Johanna Contreras said, and I quote, "Polio is preventable through safe and effective vaccination, and I strongly encourage all residents who are not vaccinated for polio to call their doctor and get vaccinated without delay," end quote. County Health Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith said, and I quote, "While polio testing results for Ulster County are negative, it doesn't mean that our community is immune from polio in the long term. Getting all of your children vaccinated is the best and only way to protect them from this serious disease," end quote. She urged every person to check with their physician's office to make sure that everyone in the family is up to date with polio and other essential vaccinations. In New York State, wastewater is now being tested for the presence of the virus that causes polio. Unvaccinated residents or those not up to date with the immunizations who live, work, go to school, or visit Rockland County, Orange County, Sullivan County, New York City, and Nassau County are at the highest risk of contracting the paralytic disease. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.